friends, the shir should be a special skus, the refuas, hena dvora peril chaya bas Esther pesel besoch she'ar chole Yisrael. The Rishalmi says nazir perakdad alacha aleph to kol amam od mishein yishal tmura. So everybody agrees there's no she'ela that you can't uproot truma. There's no she'ela on tmura. So if you do tmura, there's no she'ela you can't uproot it. There's a difficulty here because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he darshins and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Tmura Yi al Rabbos is Havlad, that you can make Tmura from the Vlad of Kachim. If you have Vlad of Kachim, so that Vlad can make Tmura. He learns from Yihyeh, and we see in the Gemara there that he doesn't darshin Yihyeh that Tmura works betos. So according to him, Tmura betos is not Tmura. So if Tmura betos isn't Tmura, then why can't She'ela work? Like Hekdesh. Just like you can have She'ela for Hekdesh, you should also be able to have She'ela for Tmura. So if that's true, why does the Yerushalmi say that Kol Amamodim, everybody agrees, She'ein Nishal al Tumura, there's no She'ela and Tmura? Ma pitom. The reason there's no she'ela b'tmura is because tmura is effective even b'tos, as we learn in the Gemara. But if you hold that tmura isn't effective b'tos, then there should be she'ela. And Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds there is no tmura b'tos, that if you make a mistake and make tmura, it's not chal, there's no tmura b'tos. L'chora, that's the way he holds. So if that's the way he holds, then he should also be holding that ain't tmura b'shogeg. Holding that yesh she'ela b'tmura. If he holds tmura isn't chal b'tos, then she'ela should work. Because the reason she'ela wouldn't work is because tmura is chal even b'tos. So what are you going to be show and say, I made a mistake? Doesn't matter if you made a mistake, because it's chal no matter what. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that tamura is not chal betos, so she'ela should be effective. So answers Hagon Agadah Rabbi Tzion HaKohen Kan Zechet Tzadik Levracha and his Avnei Tzion Simen Vav as follows. Based on the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak and Arachayim and Simon Kuf Tez Zayin, Os Tes, proves from the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Vav that where Shlichus is not effective, if you can't have Shlichus, then tos counts. If there's no shlichus, then if you make a mistake, it works. How do you see that? Because we have a rule, and that is that chalitza muteis ksheira. That if you make chalitza, and the chalitza is done with a mistake, based on a tanai that wasn't fulfilled, so it was mistaken because the person thought the tanai would be fulfilled, but it wasn't. So chalitza mutes, nevertheless, it's kosher. Why? Because the tanai is not effective. Because it's a davrashi efshar l'kayim al yidei shliach. If there is shlichus, then there's tanai. If there's no shlichus, there's no tanai. And if there's no Tanai, then even betos it works. You don't have to fulfill the Tanai. But that's the rule, Ksubis Ayin Dalet, that Shlichus and Tanai go together. And that's because, as the Farshim explain, because it shows if you can make a Shliach, that means you have Koach over it. So too you can make a Tanai, that means you have the Koach to make a condition. If there's no shlichus, you don't have the koach, there's no tanai. Or that you're not actually doing the maisa. that it's the Torah that makes the chalos, and therefore, since it's not you doing you're just doing the mice, you're not doing the chalos, it's the Torah, so memela, you don't have the power to make a shliach, and you don't have the power to make a tanai. However you learn it, but the point is that if there's no shlichus, there's no tanai. If there is shlichus, there is tanai. By chalitza, there's no shlichus, and since there's no tanai, so you don't have to fulfill the tanai, so it works even betos. Says the Beis Yitzchak that according to that, a chacham could be matir and neder afila betos. Why can a chacham be matir and neder, even if he's mistaken? Because being matir and neder doesn't work al yedei shliach, as we see in Yoredeh Reish Chaf Chesiv Tezayin. Lo mahani she'el al yedei shliach. So since there's no shlichus, then it is chal betos. Because like we said, it goes together. If there is shlichus, then it's not chal betos, but if there's no shlichus, then it is chal betos, because shlichus goes together with tanai, and if there's no tanai, there's no tanai when you can't do it with a shliach. We don't care about the tanai. You don't have to fill the tanai if it can't be done al yedei shliach. That means it works even betos, and hataras chacham al haneder is mahani afila betos. Why? Because there's no shlichus. If there's no shlichus, there's no tanai, and memela it's a filai de tos. But according to this, we have a kasha that the Ma'arit says that somebody made a shliach to be makdish something, didn't do anything because it's mili and mili lo minserim lo shliach. Just mere words, you can't be moser to a shliach. And here the Avnei Tzion is mitzayin about 15 svarim that talk about this, and if so, it's difficult. We paskin hekdesh betos is in hekdesh. If you make hekdesh betos, it's not hekdesh. But since there's no shlichus, we just said a moment ago, according to the Ma'arit, there's no shlichus. It's no shlichus. It's mili, mili lo minserim l'shliach. But if there's no shlichus, then it should, hekdesh betos should be a good hekdesh. So how can we say that hekdesh betos is not a good hekdesh? The Ma'arit says that there's no shlichus by hekdesh. So if there's no shlichus, then it should work even betos. But it doesn't. We paskin hekdesh betos is not hekdesh. Nazir daf lamed aleph amid beis, bava basur kuf chaf amid beis. But since there's no shlichus, so it should even work betos. And the Shara Mishpat already asked that. The Shara Melech already asked that. And Perek Vav Miuchas Yishas Alecha Beis. And that Tanai is effective behekdesh. How can you make a Tanai behekdesh? Ha'i avshar l'kayim al yidei shliach. If you can't make a shliach for hekdesh, then you also can't make a Tanai, because shlichus and Tanai go together. And according to the Ma'arit, there's no shliach for hekdesh, so how's there a Tanai for hekdesh? In the Mishnah and the Darim, we see that there is a Tanai for hekdesh, daf chav ches. So the Shara Melech proves, like those before, she will argue with the Ma'arit. And he says that you can make a shliach for hekdesh. That explains why you can also make a Tanai for hekdesh. And that also explains why there's no hekdesh betos. Kamuvan. But in Temura, we see in the Yerushalmi and Kedushin Perek Beis Halacha Aleph Vim hameri mirena velo shlucho, that there's no shlichus by tumura. And the Noda Bihuda brings down this Yerushalmi in the Madura Kam Eben as a Simon Pei Aleph Os Yud Zayin. And he writes that our Gemara argues with this. That our Gemara holds that there is shlichus by tumura. Tumura daf beis hameri mirenu is not darshan velo shlucho, it's darshan for something else. So according to the Bavli, there is shlichus for tumura, and therefore our Gemara needs yiyye l'rabos shogeg to tell you that tumura b'taos is tumura. Since shlichus is effective, akopanim b'shogeg, where it's not shayach ein shlichut varavera, and you would think that tumura b'taos is not tumura like hekdesh. Since there's shlichus according to the Bavli by tumura, so there's shlichus, there's tanai, and it shouldn't work b'taos. Therefore, you need a pasuk to tell you that tumura does work b'taos. So that's all according to the Bavli. But according to the Yerushalmi, v'darshan hameri mirena v'lo shlucho. Lo shlucho means there's no shlichos by tumura. So even without a pasuk, we already know that tumura b'taos is considered tumura. How do we know that tumura b'taos is considered tumura? Because there's no shlichos. So if there's no shlichos, there's no tanai, and b'taos it works. Like chalitza muteis. That if it's done making a tanai and the person isn't mekayim the tanai, it still works. Because there's no shlichus, there's no tanai. So according to the Yerushalmi, we darshin no shlichus by tumura. And if there's no shlichus, we know that it's chaliv mitos. And if so, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't darshin yiyye l'rabo shogeg, nevertheless, tumura is going to be effective b'tos. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no she'ela by tumura. Why is there no she'ela by tumura? Because tumura is effective b'tos. How do you know tumura is effective b'tos? Because according to the Yerushalmi, there's no shlichus by tumura. If there's no shlichus by tumura, there's no tanai, and it's chaliv b'tos. So it's chaliv mitos, there's no she'ela. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no she'ela. So now, for Enfred the Yerushalmi, shekulei alma modim she'ein yishal al tmurasa. Everybody agrees there's no she'ela on tmura. And we asked, it's not true. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, l'rabos is avlad, and not to be merabe, and it's not coming l'rabos, that tumura b'taos u'b'shogeg. So you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chora, tumura b'taos is not tumura. And if tumura b'taos is not tumura, then there is she'ela. That was our kasha. But the teretz is that it's not true. Because the Yerushalmi darshins, there's no shlichus. And if there's no shlichus, we automatically know that even b'taos it works. And if so, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't darshin yiyye, l'rabos shogeg, l'rabos tos, nevertheless, even he's going to agree that tumura b'taos works. Why? Because like I said, the Yerushalmi excludes shliach, so that means it works even b'taos. And if it works even b'taos, then there can't be she'ela. And in fact, everybody agrees, she'ein nishalim al tekuleam dekolam amodim she'ein nishal al tmura. So everybody agrees there's no she'ela on tmura. Because the Yerushalmi l'shitaso doesn't need a pasuk by tmura de mahani b'taos. Why doesn't it need a pasuk? Because since there's no shlichus, for that the Yerushalmi has a pasuk that there's no shlichus, and mele we know that it's effective betos, and if it's effective betos, then there's no sheila, there's nothing to ask on. Even if you made a mistake, it works. Is that barur? So everybody would agree, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need a pasuk. The rabbos toes. Because he can say that it's we have a pasuk that says that there's no that there's no shlichus. And there's no shlichus tells us that it works betos, and if it works betos, then amela is no sheila, so it's bam, it's the kule alma. So that's the first stage of our journey with Hagon Rabbi Menzion Khan. And now he takes us in the second stage. So based on this, he says we can answer the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Ayin Beis, brought to the Beis Pinchas Al Tzmura, and the Aflamid Beis Midapi HaSefer, and there in Chelek Beis and Simen Aleph and Os Gimel. And that it says in Adarim Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph, that Tzmura is not a Dovash Yishlom Atirin. And if it's not a Dovash Yishlom Atirin, Dovash Yishlom Atirin isn't Batel. But Truma, not Tzmura, Truma is not a Dovash Yishlom Atirin. And since it's not a Dovash Yishlom Atirin, it's Batel. Why? Because there's no mitzvah to be Shoal Ala Truma. Since there's no mitzvah to be shol al truma, it's not considered a davish yesh lamatirim, and memela, it's batel. So, ask the minchas chinuch. I don't understand. What about makdim truma the bikurim? If you first bring the truma before the bikurim, you're mafresh beiser, and there's a mitzvah sheyishal aleha. There it's a mitzvah to do sheila. How can you say that Trum is not a Dervish Yishlam Atirin and it's Batel? Because there's no Mitzvah Shishal Aleh. There is a Mitzvah Shishal Aleh if he's Makdim Trum Alebikurim. Rabbi Kiva Eger says in Likutim, Bitori Minara Ala Yafet, it's a Mitzvah Shishal Aleh. And he says this Pshat and Tosis. If you're Tori Minara Ala Yafet, from the bad on the good, it's a Mitzvah Shishal Aleh. So why isn't it considered in these cases Dervish Yishlam Atirin? He did bad Truma, either because he's Makdim into the Bikurim or because he's Tori Minara Ala Yafet. So why isn't it a Dervish Yishlam Atirin? It's a mitzvah sheyishal aleh. So based on what we said, we can answer as follows. Sheba ofen ze lo mahani klal sheila. In such an instance, sheila is not effective. Why is sheila not effective? Tell you what. Since he was mafresh b'isser, shlichus isn't effective. De'ein shliach l'dvar avera. Ein shliach l'dvar avera, and the shlichus is b'teila. Like Tosis says in both Metziyah Daf Yiram Beis. And even Be'isr Asay, we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira Ayin B'Shut Not B'Yehuda Madur Akam Even As Simen Ayin Simen Ayin Vav Ve'Ein Shemenot B'Yehuda Simen Pei Oz Gimel Sheladas HaRambam Afilu K'sha Shliach Shogig Armin Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira When the Shliach is B'Shogig we still say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And if that's the case, if somebody's Makdim Terum L'Bikurim or he's Tormen Arala Yafe, we don't find Shlichus. There's no Shlichus. Why? Because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So the moment you say that you don't find shlichus, because ain't shlichus dvar avera, then it should be effective even betos. According to the Gemara that tells us that chalitza mutes is kshera, because ef shirali de shliach. Because there's no tanai, and in Mele there's no shlichus by chalitza. So therefore, if it's done with a mistake, it's kosher, because we have a rule that if there's no shlichus, then if it's kosher, if it's done it's kosher if it's done by mistake. And since it's effective even betos. Since this truma is effective betos, because there's no shlichus, so it must be effective betos. So then there's no longer she'ela. Because if you be done betos, what are you being shoala? Even though you did a mistake, you can't say I made a mistake. Mistake is chal. So therefore, the Gemara is correct that Truma is not a Davar Sheish Lo Matirin, because there's no mitzvah lishol aleha. How you're going to say there is a mitzvah lishol aleha by one who's mafrish be'isser, you're makdim truma lebikurim or tarim minarale yafe. Yeah, but in such an instance, sheil is not effective. In general, there's no mitzvah to be sheol ala truma. And in instances where an isser was done, so sheil is not effective, since there's no shlichus. Since ain't shlich l'dvar aveira. That means that it's effective even betos, since there's no shlichus, there's no tanai, and it's effective even betos. If it's effective even betos, then there's no sheila. So regular truma, there's no mitzvah lishol aleha, so it's a davar sheish lo matirin, and it's batel. It's not a davar sheish lo matirin, and it's batel, because there's no mitzvah lishol aleha. And if he did it be'isser, then the sheila isn't effective, because there's no shlichus for the yisr, and if there's no shlichus, it's effective even betos, and you can't uproot it. So for the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch and the Rebbe Kiva Eger, that there are cases where there is a mitzvah l'shol al truma when it's done by yisr, the answer is no, it's not effective in such cases to do sheila. And with this, we can also answer, says Hagon Rebbe Ben Sion Zetzal, Kasha the Rashban Bavakamad of Samuel Sayin Amad Aleph Hagana Vagazlan etc. Hekdeshan Hekdesh Vitrumas and Truma. Why? Because it's a Shinui Hashem. Why is there the Ganav and Agazlan or Hekdesh Hekdesh Vitrumas Shinui Hashem? Originally it's Chulin, now it's Hekdesh, Al Shinui Hashem. It's Chal. In fact, the Rashba Bain Truma Bain Maiser Rikala Tmoa. What's the Kasha? The Shinu Yachozer the Briyasuhu, the boy Mitchalala. But this is a Shinui that can go back to the way it originally was, because you can do Sheila. On the Truma, you can do Sheila. And its Kash also applies to Hekdesh. On the Hekdesh, you can do Sheila. This discussed in the Chuvas Chaye Aryeh in Simon Zayin. In the Beis Shlomo, Yoredeh Chelik Beis, Simon Kufpei Beis. By the way, this has been written before computers, so this man was a walking. He brings this kasha in the Beis Shlomo. He brings it in the name of Tosis and Bava Kama Daf Samach Zayin. But Be'emes, it's not the kasha of Tosis, the kasha of the Rashba. Tosis there didn't ask this kasha. Al Kopanim, we have a kasha here. How can you tell me that Hekdesh and Truma Schal for Rabbi Ganav and Agazlan, since there's Shinui Hashem, but it's a Shinui Achozer Labriyaso because you can do She'ela based on what we said? For and for the kasha, since a ganav and a gazlan are not allowed to be mafresh trum and hekdesh, ubifrat when he's konal yidei shinui hashem, it's a nugzehila according to the nesivus and choshen mishpat lamadalat siv katan hay. For shuv lo mahani al yidei shliach ledvar al yidei shliach lein shliach ledvar aveira. So since we're dealing with iser here, it can't be done with a shliach because ain shliach ledvar aveira. And if ain shliach ledvar aveira, it's effective even betos. And if it's effective, even bitos, then she'el is not going to be effective. So don't ask me. No. It's a shina hachozer lebriyaso d'hayi bai mitchol aleha. And you could be shol on this truman, on this hekdesh. And memela, it's a shina hachozer lebriyaso, so it shouldn't be chal. And the answer is you can't be shol because it's done by isser, and if it's done by isser, you can't do sheila because if it's done by isser, there's no shlichus, there's no tanai. You don't have to honor the tanai. If you don't have to honor the tanai, it works even betos, and if it works even betos, then sheila isn't effective. And here it's there's no shlichus, and memela it's effective even betos, and if it's effective even betos, then there is no sheila. And since there's no sheila, you can't ask. It's not true. because Sheila wouldn't be effective, and since Sheila is not effective, Memela it's considered a Shinui, and it is Chal. The Hadvarim Hayu Ma'orei Hishta'ut. And the Mirat Hashem, there's a lot more to be said on these topics, and I hope to continue. We should be zocha lilmodu l'lamid l'shma v'las l'kaim is called a v'sanat Torah, so be hava, amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.